last night. How fantastic magic drew is discussing nature's plastic.
Oh, it's Wednesday, people. Are you ready?
No, no.
But it is something. It was helpful.
Yay. You're talking about my eyes. They're just flattery. It's a dream. Yes, they gleam, but that's not what I meant. The dream's a place where all of nature's content.
So quiet today. You know the stream is off for each of us. I know, right? It has been an interesting week.
Miss Lois, yes, it has. Interesting week.
Look here, Annie Oakley. There's a horse, ride a cowboy. Anyway.
Oh, God, we're mean to each other.
No, we're actually being nice. I've heard you be mean. I did not know you had it in you. Okay. People out there, be careful of the ginger. She sounds sweet, but ouch. She cut somebody, and, you know, I'm shallow cutting. She cut to the white meat yesterday. I can't even repeat some of the things I heard. So we have a tip for you guys before we start the news, and it's a tip to help you get really good customer service from anybody. Twitter is your friend. You don't have a Twitter, sign up for one, even if it's just to keep it for your customer service, because we have figured out that places like Comcast and Samsung and those places, if you announce on Twitter that you're having issues, and you got to be really mean when you do it, like a whole bunch of expletives, fix my beep, 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 you know, and then suddenly your stuff starts working. They start jumping on, helping you, and because, mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get numbers to people that you didn't even know existed, and they say, call me day or night, anytime. Send somebody out there right then.
Yes.
2 a.m, we don't care, we will send somebody. Yeah.
Yes. I've had it happen with Comcast, so did Ginger with Time Warner. There are other derivative of Comcast, Xfinity, whoever y'all are calling yourselves this week, liars. I also had it happen with Samsung. If you guys remember on Twitter, I was complaining my TV died, and they sent somebody out with an operating
table.
operating table to put my big baby on, and they gave her surgery. So, anyway, on to news.
They tied her tubes.
Gave her a new hard drive, and
ooh, that's hot. Ooh, top geek kissing you, baby.
It's a new hard drive and a new switch, and
ooh, a new switch.
Yes.
Huh.
She kept being turned on and off just randomly, but now you turn her on and she stays on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Taking a turn for the bad.
Now that all the guys in the chat room are like, what? Okay. People are dinging me. No wonder. All right. Well, then let me fix this for you. GamePolitics.com. Oh, wait. Back it up. We forgot. It's Wednesday, and we got all hot and bothered right off the bat, and we got distracted. I'm Ginger.
Oh, lunch with Ginger Corey.
That's Corey.
Sorry, I'm distracted.
Yes,
it's hot. Okay.
So bad news first, because, you know, let's get the bad news out of the way. And, well, let's just go from bad to disgusting. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Looks like they are pulling it from Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. A Greece, New York, a small town northwest of Rochester, has been indicted this week. Greece? All right. People, I don't know who's writing this stuff, but fired. All right. Anyways, New York man used Xbox Live Call of Duty to lure a 12-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. This Xbox Live man, this New York man, has been indicted this week on 19 charges alleging sexual abuse of a 12-year-old boy he met online through Xbox Live. A Monroe County grand jury indicted 19-year-old Greece resident Richard J. Oh, I'm going to kill the name, and I'm not going to apologize because you're disgusting pig. Kretovic. on 9 counts of first-degree criminal sexual act, 9 counts of second-degree sexual abuse, and 1 count of endangering the welfare of a child. Kredovic was arrested April 19th on 1 felony charge of first-degree criminal sexual act and a misdemeanor of endangering the welfare of a child. At the time of his arrest, local police urged parents whose children might have been in contact with Kredovic to come forward. The charges delivered by the grand jury dealt only with 1 child, according to the assistant district attorney, Jason McBride. McBride added that the investigation is continuing. Police allege that Kredovic, known as Formic Hive Mind on Xbox Live, played Call of Duty with a child under 13 for 3 months before making contact. While details of the meeting were not disclosed, police say that the suspect met his victim at least 2 times before he was ultimately caught. Kredovic is free on a $50,000 bail. He's free? Are you kidding me? A date for his appearance in Monroe County Court is to be determined. All right, so he's free. Can we kick him in the shins if we see him? Because that'd be awesome.
Oh, I'm aiming so much higher.
Yeah. Well, it's on air, so, you know, I got to say I'm aiming for the shins. Yeah. If I miss, you know, hey.
Still find the jewels, okay.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, all right. But Call of Duty, that is mature rated, isn't it? Yeah. So you're letting your 12-year-old play it alone, apparently, because he's able to have these conversations with this 19-year-old man. You're not monitoring. You know, I'm all for letting your kid play whatever you think your child is capable of handling, but apparently he's not able to handle this if he's allowing a 19-year-old man to come around him. You know?
Yeah. So,
Bad parents.
Bad parents.
Stupid parents. This is your fault. Just so you know.
Well, there's more PS and Apocalypse news, and I believe...
PS and Apocalypse.
Yeah, I believe I have... Well, we have found a workaround for the feed, so we will actually have stuff for you throughout the rest of the week, and we'll backtrack and grab a couple of things to put them in one place for those of you who hate going to 15 different sites. That's our job. We'll do it for you. Sony has apparently hired 3 firms to investigate the PSN breach, and... The name of the company is called Data Forte. They're being led by a former U.S. Naval Criminal Investigative Service officer. He's also going to work along with FBI agents, and this is according to Reuters. Security detectives from Guidance Software and Protivity Consultants are also involved in the It would be good if I could talk today. Involved in the investigation after Sony discovered personal details, credit and debit card information, and online passwords and identities were stolen. As a result, the popular PlayStation Network has been offline for 2 weeks. Yes, I said 2 weeks. Oh, I'm feeling bad for some of you out there. With the developers and content providers unable to sell their services and games to consumers, Sony has promised to make amends for the downtime, but so far has been unable to offer any concrete timings for reinstating the service. Now, didn't they say yesterday they were supposed to have basic service on?
And you know, I'm muted and I'm talking. I'm like, yes. They did say something along that line. I'm actually looking for the story to back that up, but I cannot remember exactly what they said.
I do, and this is via GameIndustry.biz, and they pulled it from Reuters. I'm loving the comments of the developers on GameIndustry.biz, my favorite of the day. We're going to make this part of the show because I like some of the developer comments. William Robinson, who's also very cute, he's a director over at Mutant Caterpillar Games, and he says, this whole thing keeps reminding me of the Shadowrun universe. Deckard's breaking into corporate database and the corporation hiring counter hackers. Those of you who play Shadowrun know exactly what I'm talking about. Because I was such a Shadowrun person. Yeah.
Yes, Run in the Shadows.
Yes. If you have never played Shadowrun, you could probably find not the new Shadowrun, let me be clear. Not the one that came out on Xbox, but the original one. Not the tabletop one, the one they made for NES, Super NES and Sega Genesis. You can probably find it online somewhere. If you haven't played it, it's a game you have to play. It's good enough to stand alone even now as a really good RPG. And I wonder why that company, because they died after they made that horrible new Shadowrun. They should probably look at reinstating that, putting it on iPhone or iPad or something. It would be awesome. Just an idea. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would do really well. They make a ton of cash because it's a good game. a lot of the stuff is, I think that they were light years ahead of themselves. And I think when they made it, the internet hadn't yet been invented. Put it that way. Well, it had been invented. We didn't have access to the internet yet, put it that way. It was a government thing, all private. So they were light years ahead of themselves when they created this game. So it would do excellent today, I think.
Just very nice. Okay.
I'm all off the subject. Y'all know I like to ramble. Anyway.
She does. She does.
Sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. All right. Pulling stories again from GamePolitics.com. It looks like they pulled it from Major Nelson. I love you, Major Nelson. Yay. Yes, yes, yes. All right. If any of you have military friends, family, or if you are military, you know how hard it can be to order things and get things sent to you when you live at a military address. It becomes a real, real just big issue with billing and getting things shipped because people are like, wait, where is this? Anyways, Xbox and Microsoft aren't really caring about that. They're going to fix that for us. Yes, yes. Microsoft's Larry Herb, a.k.a. Major Nelson, announced via his official blog that military personnel will now have an easier time when conducting commerce on Xbox Live. One of the biggest requests from soldiers serving in the military is to have the ability to use military states as billing addresses. And today, Microsoft is allowing just that. As of today, Xbox Live now accepts AA, which is Armed Forces of the Americas, AE, Armed Forces Europe, and AP, Armed Forces Pacific, as options for credit card addresses. To make changes to these addresses, simply make changes to the billing section on Xbox.com. Major Nelson says, we hope this makes it easier for the men and women in the United States Armed Forces to stay connected to the Xbox Live community. He says, thank you for everything you do. Indeed, anything that makes it easier for Americans serving our country is a good thing. Yes, and I do agree. Very much so. Do-do-do, Miss Corey.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my turn.
I can feel distracted over there. Yes. Yes, he is.
Kryptonite. That's all I got to say. Okay, so SEE comments. I got to stop doing that. I'm going to get in trouble. SOE comments on the station security breach. Those of you who we were telling you about this all this week, Sony is yet again in trouble when Sony Online Entertainment announced yesterday that it had suffered the same fate as Sony's PlayStation Network, not a surprise to me at all. It baffled many in the community. You may recall 1 week ago that SOE claimed it had not been affected by the major security breach suffered by PSN because its services were separate, a blatant lie. But if those services and data of SOE customers were separate from PSN data, how did SOE get hacked too? And at the same time as the PSN attack, as the company claimed yesterday? Well, Joystick managed to track down a representative of the company willing to talk about it on the record. According to the anonymous staff member, the security breach on SOE server occurred because of overlap. This is also from GamePolitics.com. Yeah, overlap. So while the two systems are distinct and operated separately, given that they are both under the Sony umbrella, there is some degree of architecture that overlaps. No, really? This is still operating on or under anonymity. They say the intrusions were similar in nature, indicating that the same party perpetrated both thefts. SOE also insisted that this is not a second attack on Sony services as a whole, but part of the original intrusion that forced Sony to take down PSN nearly 2 weeks ago. The source also went on to say that yesterday's announcement was a result of new information that was discovered on May 1st as part of an ongoing investigation of the external intrusion in April. No word on when Sony will have its online games and services back up and running. I did tell y'all.
She did.
I did tell you. Come on, Sony. I don't know how to help you. Get up.
Get up. Get up. Get up. If you stay down, you're going to be down for the count. Get up.
Get up, Rocky.
Get up.
Oh, I think they need to come clean. If you knew this at May 1st and you don't announce May 3rd that you had a problem, May 1st, the second you find out, people need to be made aware so they can pop in and change passwords. There's some people that were fanboys and girls that are just gone. There will be no more. I don't know how y'all going to recover from this. If you do, this can be the greatest comeback in history.
You just start buying soap on ropes with it.
Forget Britney Spears' comeback. Sony, if you come back from this, you will be some bad. Shut your mouth. Okay, so there you go.
No, there's no Britney Spears comeback. Come on, you guys. No. All right, let me not get down on that road because, no. Sorry, guys. The Britney you all loved and knew is dead. That is not her. That is a shell. Anyways,
true.
True story. New story? Woohoo! We like zombies, right? We love some zombies. Keldon Interactive released his indie zombie game, Dead Meets Lead, after together with launch trailer. Swedish indie developer Keldon Interactive today announced the launch of their single-player PC action game, Dead Meets Lead. The game is available for £13.95, francs, whatever the little C sign is, Dutch monies, on the official Dead Meets Lead website and on major digital distributors Direct to Drive, Impulse, Gamersgate, and Asura. Frederick Noren, CEO of Keldon Interactive, says, "We wanted to create something new, challenging, and entertaining. This is it. Dead Meets Lead is all about being challenged, being empowered to overcome that challenge, and then after a hard battle, beating the challenge. All wrapped in a casing of good old zombie slaughter to the max and set in an intriguing 18th century environment on the mystic Caribbean island of El Mirando, we are very proud and excited with this game, and we hope players will feel the same." All right, so exactly what is this game about? Dead Meets Lead is every bit a piece of what a challenging zombie-slaying action game should be. Enter the role of 18th century commander who's on a mission to obliterate evil by fighting your way through the island of El Mirando, a mystic plague has consumed the inhabitants. A mystic plague. I can't read. Plague has consumed the inhabitants of this island. And you'll have to liberate their souls by sword and travel deep into the island to find and stop the dark minds behind the cursed disease. You'll have to act, think, and move fast if you want to survive the horrors of these wicked parts of the world. And do not hope for any rescue or help. It's all up to you and you alone. So, zombie game, but it's not a shooter-up. It's sword, hack and slash. That's kind of interesting, maybe, sort of.
It's the whole thing is hack and slash?
Yeah. It's 18th century, so it looks like there are going to be no guns. Maybe there's some cannons, but y'all
be interesting. It's kind of like, what is it that people were making fun, the Cowboys versus Aliens? And the title sounds stupid, but if you think about it, and a lot of us believe aliens came before, you know, they've been here. If you think about it, what exactly, if that's the case, what did they do during, you know, that time? So when you look at it that way, it actually becomes a whole other kind of, maybe I want to see this movie. You know, they didn't have Will Smith and Welcome to Earth type of thing. So,
No little grasshopper guns. No.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no cricket or grasshopper?
It's cricket. Noisy cricket.
Yeah, there we go.
So, if you keep that in mind, might be interesting. So, it might be interesting to play a zombie game that's set back in the, you know, way back in the 18th century. And matter of fact, Red Dead Redemption released a pack that was zombie set in the Old West. So, I got to pick that up, by the way. I still haven't played Red Dead Redemption. I know some of you are on Xbox looking for me. I'm coming, babies. I'll be back.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was there the other day, and you weren't there. It's like,
I know. I'm getting yelled at. I log on, and I have like 15 messages. I sent you a friend request, and you don't. I'm sorry.
All right. Go bring home front later today.
You know, just rub it in. Just rub it in, then why don't you?
Well, you know, I already beat Portal 2, so.
I have Portal 1, so meh.
Meh.
Well, those of you who have Aetna Insurance will be happy to know that they have a interest in gaming. The insurance company Aetna is banking on a new partnership with social game developer Mindbloom Partners, and it hopes it'll motivate its customers to live healthier lifestyles. And I played Mindbloom. I haven't played it lately, but interesting game on Facebook. The game, which launched last July, encourages players to live healthier, more balanced lives by providing a variety of challenges related to health, spirituality, relationships, ships, leisure, lifestyle, finances, creativity, and career. Players grow and maintain a life tree that represents the life players players want to have. As the player progresses, branches and leaves representing specific goals grow, and they are rewarded for virtual currency to unlock new features and content. Considering that Americans spend over $200 billion a year on healthy living products and services, but the rates of chronic health conditions and obesity continues to rise, the time is right for a new approach to engaging people in achieving a better overall health. This is from... Shut up, Ginger. Medical Director and Wellness. Director, good God, Medical Director of Health and Wellness, Kira Bobinet, MD, MBH, got to give the girl her titles. Aetna will be offering its release from the games. We offering its game release coming this fall, and this came from Serious Games Source. I love my Mind Bloom. I just haven't gotten to play it. I think actually today I'm going to take some time to set it up. And I'm still looking for a place to put that petition against Comcast, y'all. I have not forgotten. I am mad at them.
On my list. Me too. Me too. We'll sign that. I'll be all over that.
Mm-hmm. BIOS in my life.
All right. So I guess it's my go again.
Yes. Yes, I believe it is.
Yes. Yes. All right, here we go. Rohan, a huge expansion begins. YNK Interactive announces the launch of their new server, Divinity. Online PC game publisher YNK Interactive today announced the release of their new server, Divinity, as the first major update to their upcoming expansion for their mature online role-playing PC game, Rohan Bloodfeud. For you parents out there who don't know what mature means, it means your 12-year-old should not be playing this game. Derek Lee, project manager of YNK Interactive, says Divinity is just the start of a new beginning with Rohan this year. We're thrilled on the release of the new server update as it set the foundation for many events and exciting game content to come. The new server Divinity welcomes existing and new players to the popular fantasy game with special perks for new characters and added game content for veterans. This is in preparation for the forthcoming Hero expansion, consisting of new quest challenges, enhanced PvP systems. Ooh, I like PvP. Item and armor.
You know, Sean Bowman.
Mm-hmm, Sean Bowman. Refined township battles and new party and solo adventures. All characters created in the first month of the new server launch will receive a starter package containing items to assist players in their journey to becoming Rohan's heroes, which include plus 50% EXP, growth seal, double kill blessed seal, double kill blessing seal, styling ticket, and a plus 5 on all stats jersey costume. To coincide with the upcoming expansion, events will be running throughout the following months, including increased EXP and drop rates, prep for hero contest, and level up event. Detailed news on the site will be released periodically. To view all events and happenings in the world of Rohan, visit playrohan.com. playrohan.com.
All right. Well.
Well.
Well, you know, LucasArts, remember we were talking about them yesterday. LucasArts is planning to move to the Unreal Engine.
Oh, really?
Yes. Last week, LucasArts signed a long-term studio-wide deal that sees a developer licensing Epic's Unreal Engine 3 technology. Unreal 3, of course, is a forward-looking solution that shortens the path between inspiration and execution. Yes, 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 we've heard all that before. They're saying this is undoubtedly great business for Epic Games because we know LucasArts is major. They're facing increasing competition in the engine middleware space right now because there's several other engines out, including the one I helped develop, Hero Engine. Just want to throw that in there. And we can assume that LucasArts is set to benefit from a more cost-effective means in bringing its games to market. On the other hand, implementing middleware company-wide may suggest that jobs may be affected. As Sony Santa Monica's director of technology, Christopher Erickson, put it on his Twitter feed, LucasArts signs major deal. Major multi-year Unreal Engine 3 deal. And in other news, LucasArts programs Sony Santa Monica sign. Why am I having issues putting sentences together today? Shush, Ginger, don't you say a word. From a technological perspective, the studio's last big title, Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2, is a seriously impressive piece of work, which I hated. And while the game is far from perfect, I'll say, its issues have far more to do with design than they are with the core engine tech. In fact, we'd venture to suggest that it would take extensive redevelopment of Unreal Engine 3 to match the level of technical accomplishment LucasArts shipped on its Force Unleashed 2 Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 SKUs. You can read that entire story over at gamesindustry.biz, which, you know, I love to frequent. Mm-hmm. They have a nice video of The Force Unleashed if you want to take a look at that over there. You do have to have an account, we do tell you. And the reason why we keep directing you there is some of you are just crazy. You don't know what's going on in your community. We do our best to cover, but they have it, that part of the gaming industry on lock. Mm-hmm. Go over and check it out.
All right. Well, I think I've read plenty of bad news today, and we've read some good news, too, but here's some more awesome news. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. They pulled it from Play for Japan. Play for Japan raises $100,000 for relief efforts. That is awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Gamers have shown that they care about Japan and its people by raising $100,000 in less than 1 month for Play for Japan. Organizers of the global campaign designed to raise funds for the victims of the recent tragedies in Japan announced today that the campaign had raised over $100,000 in less than 1 month of its launch on March 16th. That is crazy. The Play for Japan committee says, "When we launched Play for Japan, we knew the support from our peers would be there. We are blown away with how quickly individuals and corporations contributed and to the degree in which they did. It's impossible to express our gratitude enough. But we hope now is that the awareness continues. With any tragedy like this, the hardest thing is to sustain support once the event is out of the news. It will take a lot of hard work and possibly a decade to rebuild the country." Play for Japan has also partnered with famed composer Akira Yamaoka, Shadows of the Damned, Silent Hill series, to create Play for Japan the album. Confirmed participants include Jason Graves, Command & Conquer 4, Dead Space series of Prey 2, Woody Jackson from Red Dead Redemption, Pinka Kunuva, Prince of Persia, the Forgotten Sands, and additional music, Bear McCreary, Battlestar Galactica, SOCOM 4, The Walking Dead, Yasunori Masuda, I'm sorry if I'm killing your names, guys, Corona Trigger, Luminous Arc, Xenoblade, Nobuo Uematsu, Blue Dragon, Final Fantasy series, Lost Odyssey, and finally, Ainon Zur from Crisis, Dragon Age, and Prince of Persia. For more information on this cool charity, the upcoming album, and future auctions to benefit Japanese relief efforts, check out playforjapan.org, which is, I'm going to bookmark that right now. And you should, too. Mm-hmm.
No, and you can't make me.
You should.
No, and you can't make me. Well, those of you who have families and you're remembering the old games like Monopoly, Mr. Potato Head, well, EA, though they're the devil, be careful.
Mm-hmm. EA is the devil. Devil, you killed my Dark Age Camelot.
Mm. Well, actually, Sony has killed Dark Age Camelot now. EA prepares to take over your living room with Family Game Night 4, the game show video game. They're putting you and your whole family in the middle of your very own TV game show. The EA Interactive label of I'm just going
to
give up.
I know. It's not saying. I don't know what the deal is. We're both just kind of, I know what your deal is. I don't know what my deal is.
I have many problems. This is a long list. We can't even go over that. They're about to make living rooms worldwide feel like a TV game show set with the development of Family Game Night for the game show for release this fall. It's based on Family Game Night, the popular show produced by Hasbro Studios for the Hub television network. The latest digital collection from EA will include reimagined versions of 5 beloved games for the Wii, Xbox 360, and PS3, if it's ever comes back, with full motion control support, including Kinect for Xbox 360 and the PlayStation Move integration. The Family Game Night 4, the game show, will have families and friends on their feet rallying to compete in their living rooms, playing the same fan favorite games as their TV counterparts. Family Game Night 4, the game show, I'm going to need you guys to stop saying the whole name, will have players literally jumping into action with Kinect 4 basketball. where the first team to shoot four balls in a row of one color wins. They can also scramble to rearrange virtual words in Scrabble Flash. The longer the word, the better the score, of course. Teams will also push hard to achieve a bullseye or block their opponents with the enormous on-screen pieces of Sorry sliders, while Yahtzee Bowling will have families chasing down scoring combinations as they roll giant bowling balls and knock down pins. Players with a sharp ear and fast reflexes will dominate in Bop It, Boptagon, as players are challenged to execute the right movement at the right time at an ever-increasing feverish pace. And the Monopoly Crazy Cash Machine doles out big prizes to those who come out on top of the family game night. They're saying with a combined 4 million retail and connected console of EA's Hasbro Family Game Night video game franchise sold worldwide, fans have really embraced the series and look forward to fresh and innovative twists with each new version. This is from Chick Lang, who's the general manager and senior vice president of EA's Hasbro division. I am looking forward to this. We'll probably be putting up put this up for you guys to check out, and there's actually some artwork that I managed to grab for you from the Mr. Potato Head, so he's probably going to be in there somewhere. This looks really interesting to me. I like the creativity for once. So this is all of your old favorites kind of reimagined. This is what it's supposed. This is what you're supposed to do when you get something new on your, you know, new console to work with. I remember people were, their developers were rallying against the Wii, saying, "Oh, it's going to be too much work," but it forced you to think outside the box. This is brilliant. If it comes off well, I will want to play this. And I hated those board games when I was little. I tell you, I had every one of them. I hated every single one of them. I was waiting for video games to come even before I knew they were. I was waiting. Please, can somebody do something?
I need somebody to fix it.
Fix it. Make it right. This is not right. They're supposed to move. How come the pieces don't move on their own? How come they don't flash and sing?
Corey wants things to flash her. Okay.
I do.
I don't think you already did this one.
You all
game
lost.
Politics. I'll tell you, girl, all morning. GamePolitics.com, SOE promises free game time virtual item to DC Universe Online subscribers. You didn't already do this one, did you?
No, I didn't, but I was looking at it thinking, not going to work, Sony, not going to work.
Looks like GamePolitics.com pulled this from Kotaku. DC Universe Online subscribers upset over Sony Online Entertainment and Sony's security issues will get some compensation in the form of a virtual item and some free playtime in the superhero-themed MMO for PC and PS3. According to the DC Universe Online community site, subscribers will receive a 30-day subscription credit in addition to one day for each day the DCUO was unavailable. Subscribers will also receive a Batman-esque cowl. SOE is calling all of this make good plan. So what else does SOE have to say? We wanted to provide everyone with a quick update regarding the make good plan you've been reading about. First, all impacted players will receive 30-day subscription credit plus one day for each day the service was unavailable. Also, every impacted player will receive a Batman-inspired mask appearance item. please bear with us as the complexities of the subscription server dictate how and when this will be available, along with pertinent details. We will be releasing more information this week. Thanks again for your patience. On Monday, SOE revealed to the public that personal information of 24.6 million SOE accounts and more than 12,700 credit card numbers may have been compromised in the massive attack that brought down the PlayStation Network in recent weeks. SOE claimed that the information was stolen from a 2007 customer database. Yeah, guys, I'm thinking unless this mask is like the mask of the gods and has you kill everything in sight. I don't know.
There's nothing they could give me for in exchange for my credit card information. This is something you can't buy people off with this one. I'm sorry.
No.
You're going to have to. I don't know how they're going to come back from this. I don't know. Maybe they need to hire the people that do the Geico commercials. They seem to be really brilliant about comeback.
No, or I even think the only way they're going to come back from this is if they actually find out who did it and make them seriously regret the day they were ever born. That's the only way they're going to come back from this. They're going to have to go after these guys, find them, and totally flip and smash them into the ground again and again and again.
You are probably very, very right.
So that's the only way most of the people are going to forgive them.
I keep saying it over and over. I feel so bad for them. I do. I was not a Well, I'm sort of a Sony fangirl. I'm not hardcore, but I feel bad for them. All right. Well, there's lots of Nintendo news going around, of course. Everybody's trying. You know, they can't steal the spotlight from Sony right now. But actually, you know what? I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to do this one because it looks interesting. We hate to keep harping on the same things. Let's see if I can get it to load, because Bender and Helper Impact sent this over to us, but I cannot get it to load. Guys, what is the crazy what is with the crazy PA?
No. And y'all are sending this some huge files, people. Huge.
It's not even, this is just their PR. This is not even their file. Well, this is a game. They have a new game coming out called Wanted Corp. And I like the Wanted in the title. It's already got me. And this is from Zoo Entertainment. And Bender's their PR people. Of course, Zoo Entertainment is the leading developer and publisher and distributor of interactive entertainment. They all say that, of course. They've announced plans to release Wanted Corp, which is a third-person shooter game for PC and PlayStation, again, if it ever comes back, for this summer with additional functionality for PlayStation Move. They said they're embracing new genres, and that's important for our continued growth. That's from Mark Saramet, who's the CEO of Zoo Entertainment. He says, as our first entry in the third-person shooter game genre, Wanted Corp is a thrilling multiplayer action title that moves us into new territory. In Wanted Corp, players become bounty hunters. See, I liked it already. To capture ruthless fugitives who have escaped from a prison ship that crash-landed on an alien planet. Taking on the roles of either Neil H. Mad Dog, a heavy weapons expert, and Irina Zimoy, who is a psychic powerhouse. I like that. Players can toggle between characters and choose to play in single-player, local, or online co-op gameplay modes. Hot. Traversing dangerous terrain through four different campaigns, players wield a variety of weapons and kinetic powers, machine guns, grenades, telekinesis, protective shields, and lightning. Oh, I'm loving it. And this is all to eliminate and arrest more than 26 various kinds of enemies, including fierce bosses, sentry robots, mechanical spiders.
Robots.
Gotta have robots. They forgot the zombies. They forgot the zombies.
Wait, mechanical spiders? Oh, no. No, no.
No. Spiders. What is with you two?
No.
And environments also pose a challenge, as shooters must navigate obstacles while battling opponents in diverse settings such as hostile jungles, murky swamps, and a secret underground base. Additionally, players can earn credits for capturing enemies, finding hidden objects, and completing secondary missions, which can be used to upgrade your abilities, change weapons, pay for treatments, and more. Wanted Corp will be available sometime this summer for PC and, again, PlayStation Network for around $9.99, which is awesome. And I do... I think they gave us some images.
Did they give us cookies?
No, they never give us cookies. Mm-hmm. Well, there was that one time they did, but that was a long time ago.
See, I wasn't around. They need to send us cookies.
Well, I do have some images from it, and it looks beautiful. I cannot believe this is $9.99 game. I'm completely amazed. Maybe this can't be the right game. I'm telling you, it can't be. I guess it is. Well, I'll put those up for you shortly. Those of you who are listening can go check it out. I can see the chick. Awesome costume. Not too sexy, but sexy enough. I like it. It looks awesome. It's not – okay, guys, I want to point out to you, it's not COD and it's not, you know, that. But it's kind of it almost reminds me of Beyond Good and Evil. It's kind of looked at has. But I'll put those up for you in just a minute. I'm really interested in this one. It looks something I want to play.
Well, I've got more bad news about Sony.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And this may actually tick some people off. I'm pulling this from the Yahoo Tech section, from their gaming section. Sony waited 2 days after the breach to contact FBI. Oh, no, not good. Sony Corp waited 2 days after discovering a data was stolen from its video game network before contacting law enforcement, and did not meet with FBI officials until 5 days later.
That's gonna hurt.
Mm-hmm. The disclosure came in a letter sent to a House of Representatives, a subcommittee in response to how it was protecting consumer information. Sony noticed unauthorized activity on its networks on April 19th and discovered that data had been transferred off the network the next day. The PlayStation Network had 12.3 million accounts with credit card numbers globally, and about 5.6 million were U.S. accounts. The company's general counsel gave FBI information about the breach on April 22nd. The company sent the letter to the Subcommittee on Commerce. Said in the letter to the Subcommittee of Commerce, manufacturing, and trade. The letter was dated May 3rd and signed by Kazuo Hirai, chairman of the board of directors of Sony Computer Entertainment America, LLC. So, yeah, not good. Why did y'all wait 2 days? I understand that you had to figure out exactly what happened, all that fun stuff, but it did really take 2 days to contact him and say, hey, we've been breached. We know something happened. Can you help us out? 2 days. 2 days.
Ugh.
And Corey's either all quiet or...
I was muted. I was muted. I'm sorry. I'm mad because somebody decided to strike me with a lightning bolt and pocket God. But anyway.
I don't know who would have done that.
Who would do such an awful thing?
Mm-mm.
So we're going to take a quick break. And because I got requests yesterday, I am always amazed when people come and ask me for some of the strangest things. I will play GLaDOS again.
Yay!
For you.
And then when we come back, I've got more gripes about Sony.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good God, Sony.
Yeah, they stepped in it. They stepped in it up past the waist. I mean, we're not even talking just a little bit, and they're just kind of sitting in it at this point. They're not even doing anything to help themselves.
I don't think they can help themselves right now.
No, and I think they just gave the finger to Congress, too.
Oh. Well, they kind of not only screwed themselves, but all of us, because they've been looking for a reason to come after us, guys. So we got to do something. GLaDOS, can you do something to help us out?
Yes, you be nice to me, GLaDOS. Stop trying to,
kill you.
Drop me in the lava. That's fine. I helped GLaDOS out. We found the humans.
Shh, you stop telling me everything.
Oh, my bad.
It's okay. I'm one of those people that'll play anyway.
If you play, if you beat it, you have to wait all the way to the end. You have to watch the whole cinematic at the end. You have to watch all the way to the end. It's hilarious.
Oh, God. My GLaDOS isn't already warbly enough.
There we go. She's cleared up.
Wow.
Did you think I meant you?
Yes, she is. I love her.
Well, yeah, I know why your mother abandoned you on the doorstep.
Oh, you did not. Maybe let's go there.
Even when you're playing a co-op, I'm playing a single box. Oh my god.
I've had to learn to love GLaDOS, and I haven't played it through yet, but...
There was one of the traps. I had to do this little bouncy board thing, and apparently she says I was too fat for it, or my tune was, because, she's like, well, it looks like, most people come out of stasis and they're malnourished. Somehow, it looks like you actually managed to pack on some pounds. Oh my God.
Gotta love a bitchy robot. Gotta love it.
I was not going to use the word for daytime, but that is exactly what she is. She's a bitchy robot.
Well, it's okay. They use it on TV, so we could get away with it, I'm too sure. Okay, I had to take some water.
My white metal ass.
Ginger!
I had to pull a bender.
Ginger! That was out of order, ma'am. Well, news from Nintendo. Well, you know what? I'm going to say that, too. Because I see something else more interesting. There's a lot of interesting news this week. Yay!
Better than Monday when there was, no news.
I think everybody was hungover from the whole wedding and then the Bin Laden thing. And it was just a whole party weekend. And it was a weird party weekend at that, the things we were partying for. Okay, so in any case, you guys heard of Project Cafe, yeah? It's still kind of it still kind of involves Nintendo in a way. There are new rumors regarding Nintendo's successor to the Wii, and of course, which is named Project Cafe.
Ooh.
See, I was going to go with the other one, but this one was much better. It's suggesting that it has 8 gigabytes of flash memory storage rather than a hard drive, because we know Nintendo doesn't like that whole internal memory thing. Unnamed sources spoke to our frenemies over at Kotaku and suggested that the new console will also be able to save to SD cards, similar to the Wii, the DSi, and the 3DS. The same reports claim that Nintendo will be using a proprietary disk format able to hold 25 gigabytes of data. Previously, the console was rumored to feature a standard Blu-ray device, but as with all technical details of the machine, Nintendo has yet to make any official announcement. Most rumors do agree that the new console will at least be as powerful as the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, although Kotaku's report suggests that Nintendo has not yet decided whether to cap the console's resolution at 1080i or 1080p. Oof, that's sexy. The only details Nintendo has confirmed is that the company will release a new home console in 2012 and that a playable model will be shown at E3 in June. Stop drooling and stop banging the head of this one. Oh, my God. Yes, a playable model. Speculation does suggest that the console includes a 6-inch touchscreen controller, although the specifics of that concept vary between sources, even between us. But I say it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
I think we should write them and tell them, hey, Nintendo, we want to play your game. Send it to us. We will write about it. We will beta it. Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Now, we have, this is came from GameIndustry.biz, as well as something they sent us privately, but I like the comments at GameIndustry, so I usually borrow theirs. People are already complaining, saying, oh, it should have a hard drive. People, how many times do we have to tell you, whatever Nintendo does, it always works out really well. It really does. So whatever they're doing, trust me, they know. And some of you, well, you guy here, Daniel Hughes, studying English literature, you need to stop.
It's not working for you.
you're student. I'm a student too, but you're not even a game student. You're English. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'll work out well. You never know what they'll be able to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other developers is saying that digital distribution is gaining ground. So here's my next prediction. I think they're going to do the flash drive, and then they're going to probably sell their games via flash drive. Wouldn't that be amazing, guys?
Ooh, that would be amazing.
And imagine if they cut the price of the games because they don't have to pay for boxes and things like that, and you go in with your flash drive for your Wii, and you download the game right at the store and roll out and come home and upload it and play and go about your business.
Oh, that'd be hot.
It would be.
That'd be so hot.
Just saying. I'm saying that's what I see coming. All this talking about going green, all this paper, boxes, plastic, we can just eliminate all that. I would have
that. That is true. I hadn't really thought about that. That would be awesome.
Just saying, people.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mentioned before the break that Sony has given the finger to Congress, pretty much. I'm pulling this story from GamePolitics.com. They pulled it from Kotaku. Congress wanted Sony to come to Washington. Congress wanted Sony to come to Washington, D.C. to answer questions. Yesterday, several members of Congress demanded answers in person from someone at Sony. Today, the company, in the midst of security nightmare, politely told lawmakers, no, thank you.
It's like a fat loot.
Mm-hmm. An official in Congresswoman Mary Bono Mack's office told Kotaku this morning Sony declined to testify because their internal investigation is still ongoing. Congresswoman Mack and Congressman G.K. Butterfield wrote a letter to Sony Computer Entertainment of America addressed to Kazuo Hirai on April 29th, days after Sony detailed the security breach of the company's PlayStation Network. Both are members of the Subcommittee on Commerce, Manufacturing, and Trade. While Sony may have declined the offer, Sony Computer Entertainment of America spokesman Patrick Sabold said that Sony is cooperating with the committee. What exactly does he say? He wrote in an email to Kotaku, Sony is cooperating with the request for answers to the committee's questions and, in fact, will be providing our responses in advance of the deadline. We informed the committee that we could not appear as early as this Wednesday because of our ongoing
ongoing intensive investigation and management of this criminal cyber attack. Sony had better hope that its cooperation is enough to keep members of Congress happy. Sony had better hope that its cooperation is enough to keep members of Congress happy, the writer goes on to say. And I'm thinking so, too. I'm thinking they should have at least sent somebody with what they had at the time. I'm thinking pretty much telling them, no, thank you, we're not done, is just going to irritate them more. Because at this point, while I think a lot of this is just overblown with the whole lawmakers suing left and right, I think a lot of it has to do with upcoming elections and all that other fun stuff, people trying to get their names out there, make a name for themselves. But I think they should have still gone forward and said, hey, this is what we have, this is what happened, this is what we're doing to rectify the situation.
I agree with you. I'm just talking and muted. I agree. We all know lawmakers are trying to make a name for themselves, and we need to stand up as gamers in fashion and do something. Don't let them do this, because we've already gotten Comcast to slip by with the capping of our service. So this one we cannot take lying down. I know we're mad at Sony, but we're going to have to get behind them.
Yes, we are, because otherwise these wankers are just going to keep getting out of hand.
You know what? We got to stop hanging out with these English people, man. We just got to stop it. It's just out of control. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, you'll have to ask a certain English guy about me calling him a wanker. There may have been SoCo involved.
Bad ginger. You cannot control the ginger. I don't know what happened. It just gallops off in its own direction. There's nothing you can do.
No, not a thing you can do.
I tried.
Yeah, tried corrupting me.
I did not corrupt. You know what? They always blame me when they're corrupted. Like it wasn't hiding below the surface already.
I was a good little girl.
Mm-hmm. Well,
innocent and sweet.
Here's an interesting thing. THQ is bringing the UDraw GameCap. THQ brings UDraw Game Tablet to the PS3 and Xbox 360, and it's redesigned for you big boys and girls who thought it was too childish for you. Although I have a UDraw tablet, and if you've not gone seen it, there's a video up on YouTube. I will try to find it, but most likely it's been a while of a real life artist using the UDraw to draw a picture, and it is absolutely epic. So it's not a little kid thing. Little kids like it, but you know, if you're a real artist, big boy, big girl artist, you probably like it just as well. But in any case, this is from our friends over Joystick and Engadget, came originally from THQ. They're saying that they've taken the UDraw tablet and they've reconfigured it to work with the PS3 and the Xbox 360, and it's also going to tie in, looks like, something with COD. I can't really tell. They said that they've exclusively redesigned the tablet for the more serious platforms. Ha, that's not nice. Unfortunately, the company is painting a pretty ambiguous picture when it comes to the release date, so they won't tell us it's out. It's very ambiguous, yeah. They said it'll be out during the holiday.
Okay.
Which holiday?
Mm-hmm.
It says this holiday. We got July 4th. We got a Memorial Day coming up, Halloween. Can we get something more specific? Look, I'm trying to grab their press release. I love when they make them all large like that. Nothing. They're not telling me anything. People, we need more information. I need to know which holiday specifically. It could be Mother's Day, Father's Day. Hello.
I'm still here. Then you're right. You know, maybe this. You know, we should make a holiday for Gamenatrix.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to find us a day and declare that Gamenatrix Day, and then the whole world has to celebrate with us. We'll all take the day off. We'll all play games. It'll be good. We'll call it a morale day for the world.
Gamer Morale Day.
Yes.
Well, they did it in the UK. That's what I forgot the name of their group now. You got Gamer's Voice. Remember they had Congress? We got to do that here.
Yeah, I like that idea. Let's do that.
I keep saying that, but really we need to do that here. I guess, you know, sadly.
We should make us a Facebook page for it and then, you know, start making people like it and then make a petition and get that done.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, yes. May I do another, because there's another interesting story that just popped up. I must do this because we've been talking about this. The App Store.
ratings.
Customer, yay.
Tell me. Yes. Okay, well, customers downloading apps using a publisher's promotional code will no longer be allowed to rate the item, as Apple is shutting down another common source of unfair ratings manipulation. Ha ha. Although the company has made no official announcement, an Apple customer support email posted on the Touch Arcade forums appears to state the policy that it is no longer possible to rate or review an app if it was downloaded using a developer's promotional code, which means, Ginger, we won't be able to rate them. Ha ha. So they will definitely be depending on our reviews to get a rating if they gave us a code. Now, the reason for the change, but of course, it's presumed that it's to stop biased ratings from customers who have received the app for free and would therefore be likely to have a more favorable opinion, not us.
No.
The move will also prevent reviewers from adding their own ratings, leaving app rankings to be created purely according to feedback from paying customers. We don't do that here, as you all know. Earlier last month, Apple appeared to alter algorithms used to create chart positions with the reweighting to take into account not only how many times an app is downloaded, but how much it's eventually used. Again, no official announcement of the change was made, and it is likely that the altercation and policy regarding promotion codes was made at the same time and has only now been noticed.
Well, I don't know what to think about that. I think that if we are getting the games for review, we should be able to rate them.
Well, we are, but we're just not doing it on the Apple thing, which I never really thought about. Well, I'm not the – you and Snow are the iPhone girls here, if you guys wonder who do our iPhone reviews, her and Snow White. But I never thought about telling you guys to go over there and rate them, to be honest, because it didn't – I'm sorry, it's about us.
That is true. That is very true.
It doesn't benefit us to go over to Apple and rate it there, so we never did. So I don't know who was doing it and messing it up for some of you rest of you who like to go over there, but we never did.
Well, see, what I'm wondering about is if we cannot do the ratings, does that mean we can't leave comments either? Because comments a couple of times is what let me know that, hey, I'm having the same issue as everybody else. This is definitely something on their side, not on my side.
Well, let's ask them.
That's a very good question.
We'll go over and ask them, or I'll give them a ringling. Let me have that at the beginning. And, Judge, we got about 2 minutes. You have anything you want to
add? I do. Pulling this from GamePolitics.com. They pulled it from MetroCo.uk. Football games causes more aggression than shooters, says UK researchers. About time. Forget about violent video games. According to a group of researchers in England, games with goals such as football, which for us, you know, is soccer, are more likely to make participants aggressive than anything encountered in Grand Theft Auto or Call of Duty. According to research conducted by Dr. Simon Goodson and Sarah Pearson of Huddersfield University, games with goals cause more of an aggression reaction in participants than killing an animated character because sports is closer to real life.
See?
Of course, you have to take into account that football in England is a culturally more important than video games in general. Researchers measured the heart rates, respiration, and brain activity of 40 male and female participants and randomly selected to play violent Xbox 360 game or a football game. They found that when players killed someone in a game, it caused little brain activity, but when participants conceded a goal or a foul in the sports game, it caused a higher level of brain activity. Dr. Goodson added that participants generally reacted with more agitation during the football games and that many violent games have been misrepresented as the worst thing a gamer can play. Dr. Goodson is presenting his research this week at the British Psychological Society's annual conference in Glasgow, Scotland. Awesome. About time. See, getting out there in nature and getting all sweaty and worked up and all that other nasty exercise crap. See, that's bad. You should come inside and play Call of Duty.
Ginger. No.
No. Exercise bad. Grand Theft Auto good.
No, Ginger. No. Bad Ginger. Okay, so it is time for us, of course, to get the fuzzy out of here.
Yay, fuzzy.
Or should I say frag? It's time for us to get the frag out of here. And we will see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Tomorrow you get us twice.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, hot.
Twice in one day. Can you handle it?
Now, I think most guys who just heard that cannot.
No, they cannot. Well,
they just melt it out of their chairs and onto the floor.
They sure did. I know some of you were saying, it's Wednesday and we didn't get something that we need on Wednesday. So I'm going to give it to you. Here you go. Get up.
Get up. It's us, Corey. Give it to us.
Stand up at your cubicle. Stand up. Please don't have this up loud. I don't want you fired. But here you go.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, guys. I'll run in first.
Okay. This will help you get over the hump.
Get over
the hump. Calm the hump. Either way.
Okay, guys. I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll make sure we don't
take
them down quick.
Oh my God, is this raining?
Yeah.
Later, boys and girls.
Oh my God, he just ran in.